Hey everybody, this is B. This is my new podcast called For the Love of Gaming and Nerdy. So I wanted to make this podcast because I wanted to talk about all things gaming, nerdy, and everything in between. But it's like I couldn't think of a name. And then I was talking to someone on player.me, which is a really good website for people who are gamers and love to talk about gaming and playing games and talking to people about random stuff. So I came up with my name that way. I've been struggling to come up with a name for a podcast like this for a year, and now I have it. And thanks to him or her or them. I'm not really sure. Username, you know? But I want to talk about gaming. I want to talk about games. I want to talk about game articles. I want to talk about everything. And I'm hoping maybe this will be the podcast that takes podcasts because I've tried to do podcasts, multiple ones, in the past 3 or 4 years. I used to have one, but like it wasn't going anywhere. I'm hoping maybe we can make this one happen. I doubt it, but I hope we can. So, a little bit about me. I'm a 32-year-old woman who plays video games, who does streaming in YouTube, and who is a caretaker for her father, who is handicapped. But other than that, I just love games. I play Minecraft. I play Fallout 4. I haven't played that in a while. I've played Stardew Valley and all these other games out there. And there's always those new games that come out that I desire and I want, but it's like they cost like $50 to $60 or $70 for the game, and I'm like, that's ridiculous. I'll wait until it comes on sale. I have to wait a year or two to actually get the game, but who cares? I mean, lots of people are like, oh, you missed the wave because no one cares about it anymore. But I care about it. Why does it matter if no one else cares about it? But that's just my personal opinion. What do you guys think? And I mean, where do we start judging other people when it comes to the fact that, oh, they're not playing the up to coming game on YouTube or Twitch, and it's like they're not interesting. If the person's personality is interesting and their love and enthusiasm for the game or games that they're playing, why does it matter if the game is not the newest, latest thing? I just want to know, when did this become a standard? I mean, I know it has something to do with society and the fact that we are now in a society that wants everything new, 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 and doesn't want to go, oh, that's old, that was like a month ago. But some of us like to stay, slow, take it easy, not have to rush. And usually some of us can't rush. Some of us have to take it slow because we don't have the money or sometimes we don't have the time to play that brand new game that just came out and everybody is going crazy about. So, and the other thing about this podcast is that I want it to be a conversation. I want you guys to share your opinions on whatever the topic is. This is more of an intro top intro sorry, episode. And I'm probably going to have to plan this a little bit better than I do normally, but I usually just wing it and talk about whatever comes to my mind. But I might have to plan it a little bit more, especially if I have like other people joining me and wanting to talk about certain things. So we'll see how these episodes work themselves out. But we're not going to just talk about gaming. We're going to talk about books, movies, other random geeky, nerdy stuff. And we're probably going to have a couple podcasts that are about paranormal and other things like that because I love paranormal things. But we'll get to that a little later, podcast-wise. So I want to thank you for listening to this first podcast. I know it's short, but hopefully I can plan slash organize thoughts a little bit better for the next one. And we'll probably be talking to or with other people for the next episode. But I want to thank you, and I hope to see your comments and your thoughts, and I hope to connect with you on Twitter, and I'll have my Twitter links and other things for you wherever the description goes for this. So thank you for listening, and I hope to hear your opinions and thoughts later on. All right, goodbye, everybody.